A Democratic Albany County legislator has proposed a resolution that would make Albany a sanctuary county. Sam Fine represents the 6th District, which includes areas like the Mansion neighborhood, parts of the South End, and Delaware Avenue. He says his constituents, many of them immigrants, are alarmed over national policy.
With children being locked up, concerned about what they hear from our president and a lot of the leaders at the national level using the very offensive terms about immigrants, trying to blame immigrants for our country's problems, for crime. Immigrants and native-born Americans who live in Albany County want to know that we stand for values of tolerance and acceptance, and that we are not, you know, part of this anti-immigrant wave that's taking over a lot of the country.
Fine has proposed Local Law R, which would stop county agency services from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement requests and ensure people on the street aren't randomly stopped and questioned concerning their citizenship status.
Very similar to the sanctuary county and sanctuary city movement that's happening nationally, and similar to what was done at the city level in Albany.
But Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, also a Democrat, is exercising caution.
Not a lot of federal dollars go into cities, but into counties. We get a lot of federal money that comes in for like programs like Meals on Wheels. You know, so the Department of Aging gets a lot of different grants. DCYF, our Children, Youth, and Family. So these are things I'm concerned about, you know. And listen, I started an immigration office 4 years ago. We have the first and only immigration office in the state of New York that represents just not Albany County, but 12 other counties going up to the Champlain border. First and foremost, I want to protect everyone's freedoms when they come to this country. I have to be careful, and I just got to make sure that, if this does, the balance of this, if this does go into law, that it doesn't affect us financially.
Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple tells the Times Union, "I've never in 31 years known any local cops questioning someone's citizenship." Fine says it's important to formally establish policy.
I'm sure that the sheriff probably mostly isn't inquiring about people's immigration status, actively trying to deport people. You know, I didn't propose this because I think that we're living in a county that's, actively trying to deport citizens. I did it more because I think it's important that we put this into law. It should really be a county policy so that the people that live here know that and can expect exactly how their government's going to operate, know that they're safe, and know that it's a welcoming place.
Fine says his proposed law isn't meant to conflict with Apple's immigrant programs and initiatives at the county jail.
I think that that's a good program where a lot of people who would be in federal prisons, would be treated much worse. They're often coming from these federal prisons. They're treated much better in Albany County. They're given legal services, medical help.
Albany area State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey.
The sheriff is working with all the legal aid groups to make sure, and the legal project, to make sure that we are getting as much assistance as possible so that these detainees are having their rights represented. I wouldn't want any other proposals to trip that up. At the same time, I think that this proposal is really more to send a statement that we respect the rights of detainees, we respect the rights of immigrants, refugees, and those who are asylum seekers.
Joe Sullivan, the conservative candidate for the 109th Assembly seat currently held by Fahey, labels Fine's proposed law misguided.
Our country is under a threat from invasion right now. You're simply having the Mexican president-elect said he's going to just flood us with people from Mexico, from Central America, and also from the ISIS countries. So we can't have this kind of stuff going on. We have enough poor people of our own. When you think about it, Medicare has maybe 6 to 8 years left. Our country is facing very severe financial problems. The city of Albany is destitute. America is a lifeboat that's adrift in a sea of world poverty. We can't solve all the poverty problems of the world. We've got to take care of ourselves, number one.
The county legislature next meets August 13. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.